The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina, that Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen ve'amen.
Daf Lamed He. Today's daf is being studied Lenu Nishmat Mur Zekeni Yosef Ben Sarah V'Maran Zekenati Yafa Bat Sarah V'Lun Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther Ruh Hashem Tenihemet Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied Refuah Shlema Moshe Ben Dina Elna Refanado Refuat HaNefesh Refuat HaGuf Refuat HaKor Ma Labo V'Chen Yirasom V'Nomar. Amen. We begin today's daf on Lamed Dalet Amud Bet, and we are starting at the new Mishnah. The Mishnah begins. Yesh hayav al ma'ase shoro upatur al ma'ase atzmo. Patur al ma'ase shoro v'hayav al ma'ase atzmo. There are certain situations where if his shor did the damaging, he would be hayav. Where if he, the person, did the same exact damage, would be patur. And then you have the opposite, where he would be patur if his shor did it, but if he did it himself, he would be chayav. Now the Mishnah goes on to explain. Ketzad, what's the case? Shoro shibiyesh. Let's say his ox embarrassed somebody. The Gemara will explain how do you have a case where an ox embarrasses somebody. But let's say shoro shibiyesh. A guy's ox embarrassed somebody. Patur. So the rule is that a shor, the owners do not have to pay for boshet. However, v'hu shibiyesh hayav. However, if he embarrassed the owner himself, of course he has to pay. As we know, Adam, if he embarrasses somebody, he has to pay for the boshet. But a shor that embarrasses, the owner does not have to pay. Similarly, the Gemara says, shoro shesime et en avdo. Let's say a guy's ox blinded the eye of the master's slave, v'hepil et shino, or knocked out its tooth, patur, meaning the owner does not have to free the slave if the shor knocked out its tooth or eye. However, v'hu shesimet en avdo v'hepil et shino hayav, but the owner himself, if he blinded the eye of his slave or knocked out his tooth, he is obligated to free him. So you see, these cases over here is a case where Adam would be chayav, but shor would be patur. Now the Gemara gives the reverse cases. Shoro shehaval be'abiv u'b'imo chayav. Which means, let's say a shor damaged the mother or father of its owner. The shor has an owner, right? So the shor gored the mother or father of its owner. Two human beings, the mother and the father, he gored it. So of course the owner has to pay tashlumin because it's shor damaged. However, v'hu shehaval ba'aviv v'imo, but a regular person that damages and gives a wound to his mother and father, patur, does not have to pay for damages. Why? Because when a person gives a wound to his parents, he dies for that. And the halakha says you get the stricter of the two punishments, as the rule is kimle bedraba mineh. So therefore, the shor that damages his master's parents would pay. However, if a person damages his parents, he doesn't have to pay, because he dies for that, because it's an onesh of mitah. Shoro shehidlik et hagadish b'shabbat hayav. Similarly, let's say a shor lit a fire on Shabbat and burnt a field down. Hayav. So the owners have to pay. Rashi points out, you pay hatsi nezik, because a shor burning a field is mishuneh, so therefore it's like kidding, and therefore you pay hatsi nezik. V'hu shedik et hagadish b'shabbat patur. But a human being that lights a field up on Shabbat is going to be patur from paying. Why? Because he's mechalel Shabbat. And once he's mechalel Shabbat, already he's chayav mitah for the halul Shabbat, so he doesn't have to pay for the damages. So that's the two cases, or the few cases of our Mishnah. Comes the Gemara and begins, Tani Rabbi Abahu Kamed Rabbi Yochanan. Kol ha-mekalkelin peturin. When it comes to melechet Shabbat, any type of melacha that's done on Shabbat in a destructive manner, that's mekalkelin, is patur. Which means on Shabbat, to be hayav melacha, it has to be a constructive act. But if a person does any of the 39 melachot, but he does it in a destructive manner, so the law is he's patur. So the Gemara says, except for two items, chutz mechovel umavir, except for the case of melechet chovel. Chovel means somebody that makes a wound. Umavir, and for that matter, somebody that makes a fire. In these two melachot, even if a person did them in a mikalkel way, in a destructive way, he is indeed going to be hayav. The question is, why is that so? Well, first of all, we know that the Torah gives an explicit heter to circumcise a child on the eighth day. Even if it comes out on Shabbat. Now making a blit milah is a habalah. You're making a wound on the child. So from the fact that you needed the Torah to explicitly matir it, must be that without the heter, it's patur, even though it's a kilkul. So you see that what? That kilkul by habala normally would be asur min haTorah. But what? In the case of milah, it's different. But you see that kilkul by habala is asur. Similarly, when it comes to making a fire, the Torah comes along and says, let's say you have a certain person that's hayav mitat serifah. There's certain punishments that are hayav mitat beddin. Serifah is one of the punishments of beddin. So the Torah teaches us, we have special pesukim to teach us, that let's say a bat kohen, the daughter of a kohen, committed znut. The law is she gets serifah. But the Torah teaches us you don't do it on Shabbat. Now even though that type of serifah would be a kilkul. So you see that what? That from the fact you need a pasuk to come and tell me that you don't give the punishment of bat kohen serifah on Shabbat, must be a tasud, men a Torah. So therefore, mekalkel behavara would be hayav. So therefore, for example, let's say a person would burn a keli. Right, you burnt the keli, it's destructive, doesn't matter. So again, the two exceptions to the kilkul rule, according to the Braita, are chovel, and even if a person makes a habala, a wound, in a destructive manner, he's going to be hayab, and for that matter, mavir. So comes Gemara and says, Amar le, when the Yohanan heard this Braita, he said, Puk tane le barra, go say this Braita outside, which means, we don't accept this Braita. Chovel umavir ena mishnah. This braita that it says chovel and mavir are exceptions is not a legitimate braita. And therefore, chovel and mavir are like everything else. It's only hayav when it's done in a constructive manner. The imtim said omar mishnah. And if you want to say that these melachot are going to be hayav, it's only in the case as follows. Chovel betzarich lechalbo, where you're making a habala, where you need the blood. Oh, so that's constructive. What do you need the blood for? To feed it to your dog. So that type of habala will be permissible, will be asur on Shabbat, because it's a constructive habala, because you need the blood to the dog. Umavir betzarich leafro, and making a fire, the only type of fire will be hayav min haTorah on Shabbat, is when you need the ashes. So therefore, that's considered a mekalkel, granted you are mekalkel, but it's almenat letaken. But a total kilkul will be patur. So again, Rabbi Abahu tried to say that what? That even if it's a total mekalkel, there are two exceptions. Habala and mavir are exceptions. To that, Rabbi Yochanan said no. That the only time habala and mavir, if you mekalkel, you know, it'll be hayav, only if you needed it for a constructive purpose. That you damage somebody and you let blood, because you need the blood to give to your dog. Or you burn something because you need the ashes. Comes the Gemara as a question according to the Yohanan. Tenam, we learned in our Mishnah. Soro shehidlik et hakadish b'Shabbat hayav. Person's ox burnt a field on Shabbat, so the owner has to pay. Vehu shehidlik et hakadish b'Shabbat. But if he himself, the owner, burnt a field on Shabbat, patur. Why is he patur? He doesn't have to pay because we said he's hayav mita. So hayav mita sukim nebedrabamine. So give us veketani hu dumya de soro. The fact that we're comparing a case of a person and his donkey, seems the cases are similar. Ma shoro de lo kaba'ele. Just like the case of the shor. must be talking about where he burnt the field and the shore doesn't need the ashes. So similarly, the case of the man burning the field must be a case where he doesn't need the ashes. The ketani patur, and it still says what? Even though he doesn't need the ashes, he's patur from paying. Because it's hayav mita. So you see, even in the case where the guy burnt the field and doesn't need the ashes, which is a total kilkul, he's still hayav mita. So that goes against the Yohanan, because here we see from our Mishnah that a total kilkul by bi'ud is going to be hayav. That's why he doesn't have to pay, because since he's getting the death penalty, so that's where you say came the dirba minir. That's a question against the Yohanan. Gemara says, no, don't bring it hayav from our Mishnah. Shoro dum yadide. Because I'll say that the case of the shor is similar to the case of the person. Mahu de kaba'ele. The case of the man burning the field that was to where he needs the ashes. Af shoro de kaba'ele. So too the case of the shor can be also talking about a case where he needs the ashes. So therefore, he needs the ashes. That's why he's hayab. Because it's a kilkul, but it's constructive because you need the ashes. And similarly, in the case of a shor, where he needs the ashes, even in the case where he needs the ashes, he'll be hayav to pay. So the question is, what kind of case? You have a case where a shor needs the ashes? The shor doesn't have a brain. So the Gemara says, Amar le Rav Avya, hacha b'maya askinan b'shor pikayach. Yeah, we're talking about a shor that is smart. What do you mean he's smart? Sha'alta lo neshicha begabo. He got a bite on his back. So what does he want? He wants to burn the field. For what purpose? Ve'igagdar bekutma. And he wants to roll in the ashes in order that it'll heal the bite that he has on his back. So therefore you see over here what? You see indeed that the Shor's case also is talking about where he needs the ashes. Uminaya de'inan de lebatar de kalye kamen gadar bekutma, which means, how do you know that that's the kavanah of the shor? So I ask the question like this: Uminaya de'inan, how do you know that he's doing it for the ashes? Kibra says, because you see de lebatar de kalye, that after he burnt the field, kamen gadar bekutma, he's rolling in the ashes. You see, he did it for the ashes. Umi ika ki I gather, do you have such a smart shor that knows what he's doing? Gemara says, yes, in Dahu Torah, because there was a story of an ox, Dehava Be'er of Papa, that was by the Papa, Dehava Chaybin Le'Henche, that he had a problem with his gums. The gums of the teeth of the shor were bothering it. Ayil Ufatkel Naziyata. So the shor went and opened up a kankan, a barrel of beer, the shate shikra, and drank it. So you see, he was a smart shor. He went and healed himself. So similarly over here, we could say the case of the Mishnah is talking about where the shor needs the ashes, so too the human being needs the ashes. So therefore, the adraba. The only time mikelkel will be hayab is when it's constructed, but you need the ashes. So you have no question from our Mishnah against Rabbi Yochanan. Amru Rabbanan kamed Rabbapa, mi matzit amart shoro dumyadide. Are you going to learn the Mishnah like that? That the case of the shor is similar to the person, meaning just like the person who's doing it for the ashes, so too the shor. Is that how you're learning it? Ve'aketani, you'll have a problem with the next case. Shoro shibiyesh patur. If the shor embarrassed somebody, he's going to be patur. Ve'hu shibiyesh, but if the man was mevayesh somebody, he's going to be hayav. So the Gemara says, shoro dumya dideh. Give me a case over here that the shor is similar to the man. Nitkaven lebayesh hechi mashkahatla. Which I can understand that the man is mevayesh somebody, he embarrassed somebody, the guy has to pay for biyush. And you can tell me that the man now and the animal is similar to the man. Where is an animal capable of embarrassing? What does it mean the animal had kavanah to embarrass? How could you learn that case? So the Gemara says, no. Kegon shitkaven lehazik. The case is talking about over here where the man had kavanah to damage, and by the way, he embarrassed. And the law is the amar mon nitkaven lehazik afalgav de lo nitkaven de bayesh, which means by a human being, if he has kavanah to damage, even though he didn't have kavanah to mibayesh, he's chayav on the biyush as well. Whereas an animal, the case is talking about nitkaven lehazik. Happened to be the guy got embarrassed by the shor. That wasn't the intention of the shor. The hadush is that the shor, the owner of the shor, doesn't have to pay for embarrassment. So therefore, the case, the second case of the Mishnah, when it talks about biyush, is talking about that a person that was mitkaven lehazik, Oh, mitkaven nazik, derech agav, be embarrassed. So the din is what? He has to pay. The guy has to pay, because when you mitkaven nazik, and by the way, you embarrass, you have to pay for the embarrassment. Mashenken assured, not that he was mitkaven to embarrass, assured doesn't mitkaven to embarrass, he was mitkaven to damage. And by the way, he embarrassed, so the hadush of the Mishnah is that he does not have to pay, the owner does not have to pay for the biyush. Comes the Gemara and gives another answer, Rava Amar, that really I can tell you, you have no question from our Mishnah against the Yohanan. Again, the Yohanan is the one that said that the only time you're going to be Hayav and a Mikalkel, if it is indeed constructive, which means you need the ashes. So the first answer of the Gemara was, yeah, that's the case of the Mishnah, where the Adam burnt the field down because he needed the ashes, and the case of the Shor was also like that. Now the Gemara says, no, I can tell you, Matnitin Bishogeg. Our Mishnah is talking about where he burnt the field down, Bishogeg. Which means the man on Shabbat burnt the field down, Bishogeg. And really, you're not Hayav Mitah in the case of Shogeg. Oh, so if that's the case, why does the Mishnah say you don't have to pay? The only reason why our Mishnah says you don't have to pay is because you have a Sivarav Kimne Bidrabamine. Then when there's a death penalty, so then you don't have to pay. But in this case, over here, Lechaura, if he did it Bishogeg, why shouldn't he have to pay? Because we're following the opinion of the Haskia that says that any time there is a death penalty in the subject, even though you didn't do it exactly in the way of a death penalty, so you are patur from paying. Where does he learn that from? It says in the Braita, I'm going to call you the pasuk. Makeh nefesh behemah yishalemeh. Now it says if a person damages an animal, he has to pay. And then it says umakeh adam yumat. And a person that kills a person, so he is put to death. So the Gemara says the Gemara is juxtaposing a person that is makeh behemah and a person that is makeh adam. So Gemara says makeh adam umakeh behemah. What's the connection? Ma makeh behemah. When a person damages an animal, lo halakta ba'ben, you did not make a difference between shogeg le'ben mezid. Ben mitkaven, le'enish mitkaven. Ben derech yirida, whether you kill the animal with your hand going down, or le'derech aliyah, or you kill them with your hand going up, le'potro me'mamon, that you're not going to exempt them from money, ela le'hayebo me'mamon. Doesn't matter how you damage the animal, he always hayav to pay. Similarly, af makeh adam, so too if a person murders his friend, lo tachlok bo ben mezid, ben mitkaven, לשאינו מתכוון, I'm sorry, בן שוגג למזיד, בן מתכוון לשאינו מתכוון, בן דרך ידידה לדרך עלייה לחייבו ממון, אלא לפוטרו ממון. Which means, similarly, no matter how, whenever a person kills a person, he's always going to be exempt from the monetary. Always going to be patut. Even where there's no direct kimne bedrabamine, doesn't matter. Since, bottom line, in murder, it's shayach kimne bedrabamine. In the case of mezid, once already in the perasha, it's shayach, death penalty. So no matter how a person murders, he's always going to be exempt. Even if he does it b'shogeg, enom et kaven, all these cases. So therefore, he does not have to pay because it's in the subject of kimne bedrabamine. Oh, so therefore, that's Rava's answer. Rava really wants to say the case is talking about, really, you didn't do it for the ashes. And the guy burnt the field down. But burning a field down bishogeg, the way we're understanding it, is similar to a case where you don't need the ashes. Oh, and therefore what? The reason why you're not going to have to pay is because even though there is no death penalty per se, because you did it bishogeg, still doesn't matter. Anytime there's a death penalty in the subject itself, so therefore there is a kimne b'drabamine, and therefore there's a bishogeg. According to Rava's answer, he's coming on to say that even over here, we're talking about a case where you burnt down the field bishogeg, where there is no hayuv mita. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Rava amar, le'olam matnitin b'dedo kaba'ele le'afro. Really, I'll tell you the case, but you don't need the ashes. V'hai de'patur metashlumin. Oh, so why are you patur for tashlumin then? L'chaura, you shouldn't be patur because there's no death penalty. Lav mishum de'leve b'chayuv mita. No, it's not talking about where there's an actual chayuv mita. Tamanitin afilu b'shogeg named, reka chayuv mita metukma. It's talking about where there's even a chayuv shogeg. But the hadush is that even on a shogeg, there is no payment because it's this. It's in the perasha of kimne medrabamine. If he would have done it b'mezid, and that's the way he learns the Mishnah. Amru le'rabban Rava, mi matzit mukmet la b'shogeg, Can you explain the Mishnah that's talking about where he burnt the field b'shogeg? The Mishnah said the reason why he doesn't have to pay is because he's judged with his life. And if he did it b'shogeg, there's no nidon b'nafsho. Hachi kama, Rav Asi says, no, this is what it means to say. Kevan de b'mezid nidon b'nafsho. If he would burn the field down, b'mezid he would be hayav. V'hechi dameh, deka ba'ayel efro, where he burnt it down, let's say, where he needed the ashes, so then already it's hayav mita. Hashta, so to a b'shogeg. Where you did it b'shogeg, even where you don't need the efer, Patur is going to be patur from pain because since it's in the parasha of Kimne b'Rav Amina. So that's the way Rabbi answers. So l'ma'aseh, the Gemara wants to conclude that according to everybody, the only time you're going to be hayav on mekalkel of habura and havara is only in a constructive manner. And there's two ways to answer why our Mishnah says, indeed, you do not have to pay. Either because we're talking about where you needed the efer, so if you need the efer, so therefore you hayav mita, and therefore kimne b'Rav Amina. Or I could say the case even when you didn't need the efer, and it's a case where there's no death penalty because you did it b'shogeg, and still Rava holds that when you do it b'shogeg, it is a kimne b'Rav Amina in that parasha as well. Comes the next Mishnah and says, shor shayar rodef achar shor acher. Interesting case. You have an ox that's running after another ox. Okay, a shor that's chasing a shor. Ve'uzak, and the shor that was being chased got damaged. Now, we don't know how he got damaged. Did he get damaged from the shor that was chasing it? Or maybe got damaged in a different way. Ve'ze omer shorecha hezik. So the nizak comes along and says, the owner of the shor says, hey, your shor damaged my shor. Ve'ze omer lo ki ela besela laka. The other guy says, no, your shor fell and tripped on a rock. It wasn't my ox. My ox didn't do anything to it. So Gemara says, what's the din? Which is the rule is, the nizak cannot get payment. You want to take money out of me? Prove it to me. So the law is, he has to bring a proof. The burden of proof is on him. And until he can prove it, he gets nothing. Gemara, Mishnah gives a second case. Let's say you had two oxes running after one, which means you have a shor of Reuven and a shor of Shimon, and it's running after the shor of Levi. And what happened? The shor of Levi got damaged, but you don't know who shor damaged it. Ze omer shor chayzik, ve ze omer shor chayzik. Each was blaming the other guy. It was your shor that did it. The other guy said, no, it was your shor that did it. Chenehem peturim. Both of them are patur. Why? Because, again, you want to take money out of me, bring me a raya that was my shor. So it's the same principle of a mosim mechavero, alav raya. Imayu shnehem shel ish echad. But hadush is, if let's say both of those oxes belong to the Uven, and it damaged Levi's ox, shnehem hayavim. So now both oxen are going to be hayav memanavshach, because one of the two definitely did the damages. And the hadush of Mishnah, that when it says shnehem hayavim, is that he can get payment from both. Because we know, let's say, Hatsi Nezek gets Migufo. So let's say one of the animals is not enough to pay, so he can take from both animals. Shnehem Hayavim. Now, Gemara Mishnah gives another case. Haya Echad Gadol Ve'Echad Katan. Which means, let's say one of the animals that were chasing, one was a big animal, one was a small animal. They were both tam. And Nizak Omer, so the Nizak comes along and says, Gadol Hezik. Hey, the bigger one is the one that did the damage. Of course he wants to say that, because he can get full payment, which means we know that Hatsi Nezek is only paid Migufo. So therefore the bigger animal has enough payment that he'll get the money for the at least Hatsi Nezek. But if it's the smaller one that damages, there's not enough money in the animal to get his payment. So the Nizak says it was the big one that did the damaging. Mazik omer lo, ki ela katan ezik. He says, no, it was the smaller one that did the damaging. And therefore, I'm going to pay you whatever that animal's worth, and the rest you lose. Or the case is, ehad tam. Let's say one of the animals that was chasing was a tam. Ve'had mu'ad. Well, of course, Hanizak omer mu'ad ezik. The Nizak comes along and says it was the mu'ad that damaged, because he wants to get full payment. V'amazik omer lo ki elatam ezik. He says, no, then the mazik says it was the tam that damaged. He only wants to pay hatsi nezik. Again, the rule in both those cases is, hamotzi mechavero, alav araya. You want to take money out of me? The burden of proof is on you. Now we give the next case to the Mishnah. Hayu hanizakim shenayim. Which means, let's say the animals that were got damaged, there were two. Echad gadol ve'echad katan. Okay, so the damaged animals, one is a big one, one is a small one. Ve'hamazikim, and the animals that did the damaging, shnayim, also two. Echad gadol ve'echad katan. So two animals damaged two animals. But we don't know who did what. The big to the small. Well, here we go again. Hanizak omed, the Nizak says, gadol hezik et gadol. The big one damaged the big one. Again, so he can get more money out of the gadol. The katan et the katan, and the small one did the small one. V'hamazik omed lo ki el katan et gadol. The small one damaged the big one. Therefore, I'm only paying you as much as the katan is worth. The gadol et katan. And the gadol damaged the katan. And therefore, the gadol damaged the katan. Right, and therefore I'm only going to pay you the value of the katan. So again, the mazik is saying, no, the katan damaged the gadol. The katan damaged the gadol, exactly. And the gadol damaged the katan, exactly. And what it means is, and the hatsi nezek will take from the katan. So comes again what says, or similarly, echad tam ve'echad mu'ad. Let's say one of the damaging oxes, one was a tam, one was a mu'ad. And it damaged two oxen of the nizak. And nizak omer mu'ad ezik et gadol. The mu'ad damaged the big one because he wants to get full payment. So he says, the mu'ad damaged my big one. Betam et katan, the tam damaged the small one. No, my tam damaged your gadol, therefore you only get a hatsi nezek from my tam. Umuad et katan, and the muad damaged the katan, so I'll pay you for the katan. So again, all the common denominator is the mazik is saying he wants to pay less, and the zak is saying you have to pay more. In all these cases, the deen is that you're trying to take money out of me, the burden of proof is on you. So comes the Gemara now and starts to make an analysis on our Mishnah. Amar bihiya bar abba. Zot omeret. We could learn from our Mishnah. The Mishnah is following the opinion of the Hakamim. Halukin alav haverav al sumchus. The Amar. We have a famous shita of sumchus throughout Shas. Sumchus's opinion is that whenever, let's say, you have a short or a money, one person says you owe me, one person doesn't say you don't, it's a different amount, and you have an argument and it's a machloket. So he has a rule like this: Mamon hamutal besefek, that if you have money that's in quandary, that's in sefek, holkin, you split the money. Now, Amishnah is not saying that. Amishnah says, "Amotzi mahaviru ala varaya." You want to take money out of me? I'm sorry. You got to bring the proof. The burden of proof is on you. But Sumchus holds no. Sumchus says, anytime you have a mahloket on money, mamona mutal besefek, holkin. So you see, our Mishnah is clearly not going like Sumchus. So the Gemara says, "Halukin ala haverav an Sumchus de'amar mamona mutal besefek, holkin." Which is in this case over here, where each guy is giving a claim, the mazik and the nizak, so you have to split the difference according to Sumchus. Amar Rabbi Abba bar Mamal Rabbi Chaya bar Abba Afilu Amar Sumchus. Did Sumchus say his law of Mamona Mutab Besafek Afilu Bari Ubari? Now what is Bari? Bari means Vadai. Bari means for sure. Which is when a person comes into Betin with a claim and he's certain of his claim, he's called a Bari. So the Gemara says, did Sumchus say that when you have mamona mutal besefek, money that's in a quandary, that you split it up, is that even in the case of bari bari, where the claimant, when the one that's claiming is saying, for sure you owe me the money, and the one that's getting claimed is saying, for sure I don't, even in that case over there, is Sumchus going to say that you are dividing the money? Because that's the case of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about where the Mazik and the Nizak both are claiming Bari. How do we know that? So Amar Le'in, he says, yes, Amar Sumchus, Afilu Bari Ubari. Yes, Sumchus said his law of Mamonu Tabasuk, even where the Mazik and the Nizak, or the Tobeya and the Nidba, the claimer and the claimant, both are certain. Oh, so therefore you see clearly our Mishnah must not be like Sumchus. Because our Mishnah is talking, as we're going to see now, that both the Mazik and the Nizak are Bari. They are certain of their claims. So the Gemara says, Umimai de matnitin bebari ubarihu. How do you know that our Mishnah is talking about where both the Mazik and the Nizak are certain on their claims? He says, I'll tell you why. Diktani ze omer shurcha hizik. Veze omer loki. That's right, because the Nizak says, your ox damaged my shor. And then the other guy says, no, that's not what happened. Your ox tripped on a rock. Now, from the fact that it's saying like that, it sounds like they both are certain on what they're saying. They're not saying, I don't know. Each one's claiming that this is definitely what happened. And still, what is the Mishnah saying? That the Mazik does not have to pay it all. You bring me a proof. And Sumchus would be arguing on this Mishnah and say, well, listen, it's Memona Mutab Safek. We have a Safek over here. Therefore, we have to divide the damages. So our Mishnah, again, the Gemara is proving, is a Bari and a Bari. Matkif la Rapapa. So Rapapa says, Midiresha Bari Ubari. From the fact that the first case of the Mishnah, that's the case over there where he says, your ox damaged. The other guy says, no, your ox tripped on a rock. That's Bari Ubari. From the first case, if it's Bari Ubari, Sefa Nameh Bari Ubari. Must be the second case of the Mishnah also is Bari Ubari, because you want to learn the Mishnah is consistent. Ema Sefa, what is the Sefa case? Haya Ehad Gadol Ve'ehad Katan. Which means, let's say the oxen that were chasing, one was big and one was small. They're both owned by the same guy. And they damaged, right? They damaged an ox of the Nizak. Nizak omer gadol ezik. So the Nizak comes along and says, hey, it was the big ox that did the damaging, because he'll get more money, because the big ox is worth more money. And therefore he gets hatzi nezik megufo. Umazik omer lo ki ela katan ezik. He says, no, it was the katan that did the damaging. Therefore he gets much less money. Or, echad tam be'echad mu'ad. Or similarly, the Sefa case was, the mazik has a tam and a mu'ad. Nizak omer mu'ad dezik. The Nizak says, hey, it was the mu'ad that did the damaging. He wants to get full payment. The mazik omer lo ki ela tam ezik. And what's the din of the Mishnah? Motzi machaviru alav araya. Now, we make a diyuk from this. It sounds like they're both bari u'bari. That's the way we're learning, because that's the way you learn today, Shad the Mishnah. That they're both positively making their claims. Now, we make a diyuk. Hamotzi mechaveru alav araya. Hey, Mr. Nizak, you want to take more money out of me? You bring a proof. So the Gemara says, ha lo maiti ra'aya. But if he doesn't bring a ra'aya, shakil kida amar mazik. So it sounds like he can only get what the mazik was offering to pay, the smaller amount of money. So the Gemara says, if you're going to learn the case like that, that it's talking about where both of them are certain, they're both badis. It'll serve a question against the opinion of Rabba Bar Natan. What is that opinion? We didn't learn that opinion yet. We're going to say it now. The Amar, we have a big chedush. Te'ano chetim. A guy comes along and says to his friend, you owe me wheat. Ve'hodalo basi'urim. The guy says, I don't owe you wheat. I only owe you barley. Patur. The guy's patur, he doesn't even have to pay si'urim. He doesn't have to pay anything. Because, hey, you were claiming wheat. You didn't claim I owe you barley. So it's like you're saying I only owe you wheat. It's like you're saying wheat and you don't owe me barley. So when I come along and say, I owe you barley, it's like you're saying, I'm mohel you on the barley. You don't owe me barley. Oh, so that's the Baba Natan's thing. When a guy comes and says, you owe me wheat, and he says, I owe you barley, you pay nothing. Oh, now Amish not saying over here, I'm certain that it was the mu'ad that damaged. And the other guy's saying, I'm certain that what? It was the tam that damaged. And from our Mishnah, it's mashma, hamotzi mahaviru alav araya. And until he bring it aya, he only gets paid the smaller amount. So that's going against Rabba Bar Natan. Because according to Rabba Bar Natan, you're claiming A and he's claiming B. The chaura, he should not have to pay anything. So again, if you're going to learn the sefa, that's talking about a case of bari u'bari, that they're both certain, you have another problem. It goes against Rabba Bar Natan's deen. The deen of Rabba Bar Natan again is, when one guy claims you owe me wheat, he says, I don't owe you wheat, I owe you barley. He doesn't have to pay anything. He doesn't even have to pay barley. Similarly over here, you're claiming what? It was the mu'ad that damaged. I'm saying it was not the mu'ad, it was the tam that damaged. According to Rabba Bar Natan, you shouldn't have to pay anything. Hamishnatz, mashma, no, you just pay the smaller amount. Oh, so the Gemara says, Ela, must be the case of Hamishnah. It's talking about Bari Veshema. It's talking about where they were not both certain. One was a Bari, one was certain, and one was a Shema. Now the Gemara is going to explain. The Ka'amar Bari man, the Ka'amar Sheme man. Who's the Bari and who's the Shema? Who's the certain guy and who's the guy that's in Zafek? Inema the Ka'amar Nizak Bari. Which is, if the Nizak says, I am sure it was the Mu'ad that damaged. The Ka'amar Mazik Shema. And the Mazik is saying, well, I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know if it was the Mu'ad or not. Akati, even if you learn the case like that, it's still a problem. Because Rabba Bar Natan says that the one that's getting claimed is patur from paying even what he says. And therefore, how much does Maspay has to pay? Which means, in this case over here, where the Nizak is saying, for sure is the Mu'ad. And he's saying, I'm not sure, I don't know if it was the Mu'ad. In that case also, where he's not admitting, he doesn't have to pay. So how much that would be a problem, according to Rabban Natan, even in that case? Ela dekama Nizak sheme. Oh. So must be the case that the Mishnah is talking about, where the Nizak is saying, I'm not sure which one of the oxen did the damaging. Was it the Tam or the Mu'ad? The Ka'amar Mazik Bari. Oh, and the Mazik is telling you, I'm telling you for sure, it was the Bari. Oh, so he's clearly saying that he knows exactly that it was the smaller one or the Tam that did the damaging. And therefore, it's not a question according to Rabba Bar Natan, because over here, the guy's not claiming a claim. And therefore, of course, he's going to hayav to pay. Which means if the guy that's claiming is not certain, and the guy that's getting claimed is certain, even Rabba Bar Natan will agree, so he's got to pay. He's got to pay according to what he's saying, at least. Which means, again, according to the Gemara, at this point, all the Gemara, by throwing in Rabba Bar Natan, wanted to adjust the Mishnah, that the case is in the Sefa, that the Nizak is the Shemme. What is Shemme? I don't know which one of my Shevarim did the damaging. The Kamar Mazik Bari. And it's Barur, it's obvious to the Mazik, that what? That it was the cheaper shore that did the damaging. Also, once, and what are we saying in that case over there? So, Amutzi Mechavero Ala Baraya. Hey, listen, you want me to pay more? You bring the proof. But until you bring the proof, at least pay me my claim. Now that's not a question according to Rabba Bar Natan, because over here, the guy that's having the claim, which is the Nizak, he doesn't have a clear claim. He doesn't even know what he's claiming. He's Mesupak. And therefore, the Nitba, meaning the Mazik over here, has to pay according to what he's saying. He's, okay, you're saying, but you're saying for sure you know what it is. Okay, so pay at least that. Good, so at least that's not a question according to Rabba Bar Natan. Oh, but now we go back. Once already I proved to you that in the Sefa, the Nizak is a Sheme. He's, I don't know. And the Mazik is a Bari. Oh, go back to the Desha. The Desha is talking about where he's coming along and saying that what? Your ox damaged me. He's saying, no, your ox fell on a rock. I'll tell you the same thing. Nizak Shemeh. The Nizak is saying, maybe your ox damaged. Umazik Bari. Oh, and this is the case of a Bari and a Shemeh. And what? The Amar Sumchus Afilu Beha. Which means, are you telling me over here that even in the case where the guy's claim is Shemeh and the Nitba, and the one that's getting claimed is Bari, you're going to tell me over here the Itztarik LeAshmi'inan Delo? That what? That are you coming to tell me that our Mishnah, we need a Mishnah to come and tell me that Hakamim argue and hold on, Motzi Mechavero Alav Araya, which means in this case over it's Pashut that the Nitba, the Mazik is Patur. Even Sumchus will agree. Again, because even the guy who's claiming is not sure. In this case, Sumchus is not going to argue. Which is, again, Sumchus holds you. Mamon, that's in Safek, you split. But that's in a case where everybody's saying a Vadai claim, a Bari u Bari. Or if the claimer is a Bari and the Mazik is a Shema. But in the case where the guy who has the claims himself is a Shema, even Sumchus will agree on Motsi Mechavero Alav Araya. So then why did you tell me that our Mishnah is not agreeing with Sumchus? Sumchus will agree in this case of the Mishnah. Since the guy that has the claim himself is Mesupak, he's not going to say to split it. Even he'll agree to that. So the Gemara says, no, Sefa. In the last case of the Mishnah, where one was a Mu'ar and one was a Tam, or one was a big one, was a small one, Nizak Sheme. The case is talking about, you're right, the Nizak was a Sheme, and the Mazik was a Bari. Like we learned. Oh, but the Desha, the first case,
The case is where the Nizak is a Bari and the Mazik is a Shem. It's two different cases. And since in the Resha, the Nizak is a Bari, so therefore Sumkos is going to say, you're a Bari, it's Mamona Mutal B'Safek, and therefore Cholkin. And Achanim will argue and say, no, in that case, Amotzi Mahavero, Allah Varaya. So therefore, you're right. Don't learn, just because you learned the Sefa one way, does not mean that the Resha is the exact same case. The Sif, I can tell you, the Nizak was a Shem. However, the Resha, I'll tell you, the Nizak was a Bari. And the Hiddush is even in that case, the Hachamim hold the Motzim HaHavero, Ala V'raya, it doesn't matter, you're Vadai, I'm sorry, you gotta bring a Raya. And the Hiddush of Sumkos is what? No, in that case over there, your argument says, Mamona Mutab B'Safek Cholkin. But the Gemara says, V'halo Damya Resha L'Sefa. How do you do that? You're right, you're learning the Resha is a Bari Veshema, and the Sefa is a Bari Veshema, but different Bari Veshemes. So the Gemara says, Amre, Bari Veshema, Shema, Bari Had Miltahi. It's the same concept, Bari Veshema, Shema, Bari. Therefore, you can switch it around. In one case, the Nizak is the Bari, in one case, the Nizak is the Shema. However, Bari Ubari, and Shema Ubari, but to learn the Mishnah that the Resha is Bari Ubari, and the Sefa is Shema Bari, that would be two different concepts. Which means we don't have a problem to learn the Resha is Bari and Shema, and the Sefa is Shema Ubari, meaning one time the Nizak is a Bari, and one time the Nizak is a Shema, because Bari and Shema is the same concept. So you flipped it around. The Resha is talking about where the Nizak is a Bari. I'm sorry, where the Nizak is a Sheme, okay, and then the Sefa is talking about where the Nizak, and then the Sefa is talking about where the Nizak is a Bari, so it's both kids of Bari Veshema. Therefore, it's not a problem. Therefore, the Hadush again of our Mishnah is that our Mishnah is not following the Shita of Sumchus. Good. Our Mishnah is not following Sumchus, because Sumchus will say that Mamona Mutab B'Safek Cholkin, where Amishnah says Hamotzi Mechavero Alav Araya. Again, the Gemara tried to say above that if the Sefa was talking about that the Nizak is a Sheme and the Mazik is a Bari, the Resha must be talking about that same case, that the Nizak is a Sheme and the Mazik is a Bari. Now again, even some people say if the guy was claiming is a Sheme, you know, he'll agree, because Hamotzi Mechavero Alav Araya. And that the Gemara says, no, really, I'll tell you that the Sefa is talking about where the Nizak is a Shembe, and the Mazik is a Bari. And the Resha, by the case of the shore that chased another shore, the Nizak is a Bari. He's saying, for sure, your shore did the damaging. The Mazik is a Shembe. And that, the Hadush of the Mishnah is, Amotzi Mahavru ala Baraya, not like Sumkos, I would say, Yachloku. Comes again, one of those gufa, Amar, Rabba, Bar Natam. Going back to what we learned earlier. Ta'ano chitin, the guy says, you owe me chitin. Ve'odalo bis'orin. And he says, no, I only owe you barley. Patur, he doesn't have to pay anything. The guy doesn't have to pay anything at all. Maika mashmalan, Rabba, what are you teaching me? Tanina, it's a Mishnah and Masechet Shavuot. Ta'ano chitin. Ve'odalo bis'orin, patur. It's befirush Mishnah. Now, imehatam avamina patur midemi chitin, v'haya midemi se'orin. I would have thought from that Mishnah that he's patur from Hatim, but he has to pay Se'orin. Kamash malan, the patur legamre. So Rabbah comes up and says, no, he's patur from paying at all. You're claiming me Hatim. I'm saying Se'orin, I don't have to pay anything. Tanan, hayua nizakin shenayim. Let's say the animals that got damaged were two animals. Echad gadol ve'echad katan. Okay, which means, let's say you had two oxen. One was a gadol, one was a katan. And it damaged the gadol and the katan. So the Nizak comes along and says, the gadol damaged the gadol. And the katan damaged the katan. And the mazik comes along and says, no, the gadol damaged the katan. And the katan damaged the gadol. Which obviously he wants to pay less. So the Gemara says, Hamotzi Mechavero Alav Araya. You want to take money out of me? You got to bring a proof. The Gemara says, Halo Maiti Raya. Oh. If he didn't bring it a ayah, if the Nizak cannot bring it a ayah, shekel kedekamar mazik. So he pays the smaller amount that the mazik said. What do you mean? According to Rabbi Bar Hana, amai chetin usurin ninhu. He's claiming chetin, and the mazik is claiming se'urin. The chaura, according to Rabbi Bar Hana, you don't have to pay anything. Here, he's claiming one thing, and he's claiming the other thing, and here was the Mishnah saying what? You have to pay the smaller amount. So the Gemara says, ra'ui litol ve'en lo. Which means, all the Mishnah is saying is that the Nizak is ra'ui to take if he'll bring Edim. Which is, if he brings Edim to his claim, he takes. Ve'enlo, but he doesn't have anything at all until he brings witnesses. So therefore, you learned the Mishnah wrong. Which means, really, I'll tell you that the diuk of the Mishnah is as follows. That what? Ra'ui litol. That means the Nizak is ra'ui to take if he brings Edim to his claim. Ve'enlo, but the Nizak has nothing even from the Katan if he doesn't bring. So it's exactly like the case of Haitim and Se'urim. So Rabba Natan is fine with our Mishnah. Ve'atanya, but what do you mean we learned in the Braita? Hareze Mishtalem ala Katan, mena Gadol, mena Gadol, mena Katan. What do you mean? In this case, it says the Nizak. He'll get at least paid the smaller amount. As if the Katan damaged the Gadol, Gadol took the Katan. So that means even though his claim was for one, and the Nizak claim was something else, so then he takes the smaller amount. That's again to the Baba Natan. Kibara answers the Tafas. The case is took, well, he took it already. If he took it, then the Beti is not going to make him give it back. But in the Kanamina, he cannot take it. Which is en motzi miyado, but lechatayla he cannot take it. Which means if he's claiming hatin and the other guy's claiming se'urim, he gets nothing. If he took se'urim in the kalami, then we're not going to take it away from him. Tanan, we ask another question. Haya echad tam ve'echad mu'ad. From our mishnah, one was a tam and one was a mu'ad. Okay, and they damage. And Nizak made the same story. The Nizak comes along and says, Mu'ad is zik et ha-gadol, ve'tam et ha-katan. It's the Mu'ad damaged the big one because he wants to get full payment, and the tam et ha-katan. And the mazik says the opposite. Omer lo ki el ha-tam et ha-gadol, u-mu'ad et ha-katan. Ha-motzi ma-chaveru ala v'raya. So the deen is what? You want to take more money out of me? You bring the proof. Kebaraz makes it to you. Ha-lo ma'iti ra'ya. But if the Nizak cannot bring a proof, shakil ki the kamar mazik. So he has to pay the smaller, so the mazik pays the smaller amount. Oh, what do you mean? It's the same case as Hatin and Se'urim, which means the Nizak is claiming Hatin, the Mazik is claiming Se'urim. So what's the deen? It's Mashma. Unless you can bring a proof, you're not going to get Hatin. But what are you going to get? You'll get Se'urim. Also, that's a question on the B. Rabba Baba Natan. So comes the Gemara and answers. No, Ra'ui Litol. If he brings witnesses, the Nizak, he gets the full amount. Ve'enlo. But if he doesn't bring witnesses, in the Chinami, he won't get anything. What do you mean? Ve'atanya is a mishtalim the katam and a mu'ad v'ragel menatam. But the Braita says he does get paid at least a smaller amount. Gemara says that case was talking about the tafas. The case is talking about where he actually took it. And the Chacham, if he took it, then Beti will not make him give it back. But the Chetahila, if he's claiming a higher amount, and the other guy's claiming no. So you didn't claim me what I'm saying. The Braita don't have to pay anything. You claimed me Hatim. I said Se'urim. You didn't say Se'urim. So it's like you're being mohel me. Oh, you're right. But if the guy was too fast to Se'urim, then Beti will not take it from him. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen ve'amen.